Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what's worse than discovering your realtor fibbed about a death in the house? How about finding out the dearly departed never actually left?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. And yes, we'd love to hear your real ghost stories. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. That's the phone number, or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, realtors and them having to disclose if someone died in the house. I thought a long time ago that like everyone had to do that. It's state by state. Not every state has to disclose if someone actually died in their house.
Yeah, it's one of the first questions I ask when I have realtors on some of the radio shows I do. I always ask them that. And in Wisconsin, I think you don't have to disclose it unless somebody asks. Then you must disclose it.
What if you just don't know? I mean, would there be a record to that at everything? I mean, let's say you're the realtor and like three houses back, you know, Aunt Gertrude died and, you know, it wasn't anything amazing. She just, you know, she was watching Match Game 76 and just, it wasn't her day. And she clonked out. And then, you know, the kids found her when they visited the following Easter. I mean, this was around Thanksgiving when it happened. So the cats right. ate most of her body. But the kids found her around Easter. And, you know, that was about it. But it was
I don't think there's anything you can do. Like the realtors do have to ask the current owners, but they don't have to go back.
Research.
And like, they don't have to research. If it's a known fact, then they do have to disclose it. But they, if at least in Wisconsin, if they don't know or the current owners don't know, then there's nothing they can do about it.
I was once in a Walmart, just literally in like the aisles. I think I was looking at, I think it was Easter stuff or something of that nature. I'm trying to think. It was at one point when we were moving homes, I was still married. And suddenly out of nowhere, my ex at the time just goes, "You have to check diedinhouse.com right now." I'm like, why? And because there was something about one of the properties we were looking at, and it was like staying unknown about like if someone had died in the house. Because there's literally a website that you can look this up on. And that was like a big contributing factor of unknown. Like, well, the house isn't very old, so I'm going to go with a probably no, I think it's still the first owners of the home, but we can also ask and they would probably know. But I'm not going to like not get this house because this website is saying unknown.
Well, let's say you found out that there was a death. Would that deter you from purchasing a home?
No, not me. I don't think so. I don't know if it would have deterred her or not. I mean, it would depend. I mean, if it was like a mass murder or something, I think that may. But if it's just, you know, somebody died of natural causes or whatever, you know, shellfish allergy.
Right.
I would be like, well, you know, they shouldn't have eaten the shrimp. And I would be probably okay with it. But, you know, if they were butchered or something, that might, I don't know. That might change.
I mean, think about it. If you get anything that's relatively old, let's say it's from the houses, even from the 40s and 50s, mm-hmm. right? 60s, even 70s, somebody probably has passed away mm-hmm. in that home. Even my parents' house, like my mom died there. And that was built in 78. So I think you have to pretty much just say to yourself, more than likely, if it's an older home, somebody has passed away here at some point.
Yeah, if you have a home from the 50s, 60s, 70s, or today, there's a chance that there's a better variety of death that was in your home for your workday.
Only you would take it down that road, and I'm proud that you did.
The no repeat fatality guarantee. Only one death in the home, and it won't be the same person twice.
Oh, my gosh.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. But Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our ghost story and hear it. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm from West Virginia. I have a story about, actually three stories that go along with my parents' haunted house. When I was about 8 years old, I was laying in my room, just about to go to sleep, and I saw this figure lay down in the bed beside me. The pillow had the indentation where a head would be. I saw her face, her bouffant hair, everything. She laid down right beside me and was staring right at me. So I asked her if she was going to hurt us, and she shook her head like she was saying no. And then next thing I know, she just went away. I never did see her face again after that. But for the longest time, we had our greyhound would look over in the direction of my bedroom and towards the other side of the house where you'd go upstairs to the attic, which I would never go up there by myself. I was always scared to death that someone was up there. Our dog, though, he would look in that direction and just stare. He'd sit there and he'd stare, and then every once in a while he would start to bark. So we would go and look and see if anything was over there that he could possibly see, and there was never anything there. I know a lot of times, like, our dogs would just bark at anything. They'd think they see a bird or another dog or something outside, and they'd start barking. But this was very specific, and it would happen every so often, you know, per night. He would just walk over there and sit and just stare and start to bark. He did that up until he passed away. He was 14 years old, and he did that from the time he was a puppy until he was an older dog. Another kind of freaky aspect about the stories, my parents actually built onto their house. They built a large master suite and a large rec room off to the side. And we thought for sure, you know, nothing would happen on that side of the house. Maybe that everything was just happening on the older side. But we were kind of wrong about that. My dad told me multiple times he would see the same images at night. He said that the in bed, and he'd be getting ready to go to sleep, and he would see this family on fire down at the foot of the bed. He said it would scare the crap out of him, and he wouldn't get up. He would just stay there under the covers, and he would wake my mom up to see if she could see the same thing, and my mom never did see the the family. He said it was a mom and a dad and a small child. He couldn't tell if it was a little girl or a little boy, but he said multiple times that he had seen them standing there at the foot of the bed. And he said flames all around them, and they're just standing there. They never move, nothing. They just stand there and stare at him. And he says he, you know, eventually just falls asleep and he doesn't see him anymore. And then another time he told us one morning while we were eating breakfast together that he had seen a little girl, not the same girl as before with the burning family, but a separate occasion with a little girl was standing at the foot of the bed, and she started to walk over to his side of the bed. And he said that she just, once again, you know, just stared at him and never moved, or just kept staring at him and staring at him. And he said that that one scared him the most. And he actually jumped while he was in bed, and it woke my mom up, and she saw the little girl as well. I'm not quite sure how many times they actually saw the little girl at the bed, but my dad saw the family multiple times. He said that they'd never make a sound and never speak or anything like that, but he would always just see him standing there staring at him. They're still convinced that though that their house excuse me is not haunted. That instance with me was seeing the older lady. I was 8 years old, and now still to this day, I'm 27 now, and I'm still totally creeped out by their house. And I definitely feel that something's there. The family before, they said that we were told that no one had passed away in the house. My parents were really nervous about that. That was their first house that they purchased, and it turned into their forever home. So when they bought it, they asked to make sure that no one had passed away in the house. And I guess, and later on, we found out that the realtor had lied to us that there was an older man that had passed away. But I'm convinced that the wife did, because I've seen her many times.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Couple of thoughts. First of all, you know, I don't think somebody necessarily has to die in a home to have their energy return. So maybe the lady didn't die and she just returns because that was the place her husband passed away, or maybe it was just the place that she was happiest in her life. I do think it's very, very rude for an entity to just lay down in your bed. Would you do that? I mean, if you're alive and you just go to somebody's house, and especially if you don't know them.
Yeah.
Do you just crawl in their bed? You don't. So I think as an entity, I would just say, that's rather rude. Stay the hell out of my bedroom.
Be a little creepy. Yeah. I think I would still very much be operating by like the decency standards of being alive.
Correct.
And just like, that's a little rude. That's a little weird there. I mean, it'd be one thing if it's like your significant other and they're in bed and they're still alive, and you just like, you reach and you're next to them and it's like a ghost moment.
Right.
That's one thing. But just, you know, the stranger down the road, that's a little R. Kelly-ish. That's a little.
It's like bathrooms and bedrooms should be off limit. You shouldn't be able to do that if you're a ghost. Unless, like you said, it's somebody you know and it's a loved one and blah, blah, blah. Sure. But I think bathrooms and bedrooms should be off limits. If you want to scare somebody or you want to show up in somebody's living room, that's one thing. But crawling in somebody's bed is, and especially if you've got a bouffant hairdo, nobody wants that anyway.
Yeah. So there you go, ghost. Those are the rules you have to live by.
Yep.
Todd has set them now. So now you know.
Spoken.
They are there. You will, damn it, and you'll like it. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Bonus episodes, advanced episodes, ad-free episodes, Apple Podcast or premium channel there has them, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Check it out. Try it free for 3 days. For Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.